we're glad to be sharing the ministry of Redemption Church with you. Now join us as we receive the Word of God.
Amen. Pastor Joel, you come. Come. If you don't know about this man, he was a baseball player who walked away from baseball to serve the Lord. We've got that microphone. You come on up. Yeah. And everybody, this is Lupita. Y'all know Lupita. Lupita's helping us translate today. Facebook Live, we welcome you. Our podcast listeners, we welcome you. You get a hold of what God's doing and be part of it. Jesus' name.
Dale ese aplauso al Señor.
Please praise the Lord.
Él merece toda
Clap
la gloria. Dáselo fuerte para Él. Amén.
He deserves everything.
Gloria a Dios. Amén. Mientras
Glory
cantaba este himno,
while I was singing this, this song,
recordaba 22 años atrás.
I was remembering 22 years ago.
Se dice fácil, pero no es tan
it
fácil.
Says, it's easy to say 22 years, but it's not really that easy.
Cuando nosotros comenzamos la primera iglesia,
when we just started the first church,
y teníamos que trasladarnos varios kilómetros,
and we needed to move from town to town,
para sembrar, llevar la palabra del Señor,
to take the word of God to these people.
Así como ustedes están plantando una iglesia.
Just like the way that you are planting this church.
Hace 22 años nosotros fuimos a plantar una iglesia.
22 years ago we did the same thing.
Y a un lugar difícil.
To a very difficult
place. Nosotros pensábamos que nadie se iba a convertir.
We thought, oh, nobody's gonna really come to the Lord.
Porque yo fui a predicar donde estaba mi familia.
Because I went to preach to my family.
En ese
first.
Lugar vivía toda mi familia.
In that town, my whole family was living there.
Pero sin embargo, no fue así.
However, it wasn't that way.
Porque nosotros servimos un Dios poderoso.
Because we serve a powerful God.
Y Dios hizo cosas grandes.
God made wonderful things.
Y nos permitió llevar la palabra a muchas personas.
And He allowed us to bring the word of God to different people.
Cuando yo recuerdo eso.
When I remember that,
siento temor de Dios.
I feel fear of the Lord.
Porque aunque hoy predico la palabra de Dios,
although today I'm preaching the word of God to you,
quizás estoy necesitado de hacer eso una vez más.
Maybe I need to go back to that beginning.
De ir a algún lugar donde nadie conoce a Jesús.
To go to that place where nobody knows about Jesus.
Y de ir y sembrar una semilla.
And from there, put the seed.
Porque la semilla del Evangelio no vuelve vacía.
Because remember, the seed of the Word of God doesn't come back
empty. Y allí donde fuimos hace 22 años.
In the same place where we went 22
years ago. Se sembró la semilla.
We seed the Word of God.
Y la semilla creció.
And that now is a huge plant.
Y hoy es una iglesia para la gloria de
and
Dios.
Today is a great church for the glory of
Porque
God.
Esa es la obra de Dios.
Because that is the work of God.
No te detengas en sembrar la semilla.
Do not stop yourself.
Porque la semilla crece.
Because trust me, that seed will grow.
Porque la palabra de Dios dice que no vuelve vacía.
Because remember, the word of God does not come back empty.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Dale un aplauso
Glory
al Señor.
God. Please praise the Lord. Clap your hands for him.
Dios ha sido maravilloso.
God has been wonderful.
Con todas estas cosas que Él nos ha dado.
With all these wonderful things that he gave us.
Y alabamos al Señor por eso.
And we praise his name for that.
Toda la gloria para Dios.
All glory to God.
Eso es algo bien maravilloso.
He is just wonderful.
Amén. El pastor me pidió
Amen.
Que compartiera algo de la palabra.
Your pastor asked me to share something with you.
Yo sé que ha pasado el tiempo.
I know that time has passed.
Pero no quiero irme de aquí en esta tarde.
But I don't want to leave without telling you this.
Sin decirte algo que viene de parte de Dios.
Without telling you this, it comes from God.
Este libro es la palabra de Dios.
This book is the word of God.
Y cuando nos acercamos a este
and
libro.
And we come to and read this book.
Podemos aprender muchas cosas.
We can learn so many things.
Es todo el consejo de Dios para nuestra vida.
This is what God wants us to do.
Y cada vez que yo voy a este libro,
and every time that I come and read this book,
me doy cuenta cuánto necesito de Dios.
I realize how much I need him.
Me doy cuenta cuánto me falta para ser como Jesús.
I realize how much I need to be like Jesus.
¿Usted quiere saber cómo está su vida espiritual?
Do you know how you is your spiritual life at this moment?
¿Usted quiere saber cómo está su caminar con Dios?
Do you know how are you if you are walking with God?
Tenemos que ir al espejo de la Biblia.
Then we need to read the Bible.
Cuando nosotros vamos al espejo de la Biblia,
we go to the mirror of the Word of God.
El Señor nos muestra nuestro carácter.
God show us.
El Señor nos muestra qué realmente
he
necesitamos.
What we are needing.
Porque hay muchas cosas que a veces las sabemos.
Because sometimes we need so many things.
¿Cuántas veces tú sabes que hay que orar?
how many times do you know that you need to pray?
Yo sé que hay que orar.
I know that I have to pray.
¿Y por qué no oramos?
And why we don't pray?
Porque tenemos una lucha espiritual.
Because we are fighting this spiritual battle.
Y necesitamos ir a la palabra.
And we need to go to His word.
Porque la palabra de Dios nos
Because
refresca.
Because the word of God refreshes us.
La palabra nos rejuvenece.
His word rejoins us.
La palabra de Dios me confronta.
The word of God confronts me and shows
me. Y cuando la palabra
me.
De Dios me confronta,
and when He confronts me,
yo necesito tomar una actitud diferente.
I need to take a different attitude.
Tiene que haber un cambio en mi vida.
There needs to change.
Alguien dijo una vez.
Somebody said sometime.
Que gente cambiada.
That change the
cambia
people that
a otros.
Can change other people.
Gente con gozo.
People full of joy.
Da gozo a
can
otros.
Can give joy to others.
Gente con un espíritu despierto.
People with awakened spirit.
Despierta a otros.
Can help to others to wake.
Pero una gente enojada enoja
But
a otros.
Others that are upset, it will get other people upset.
Una gente amargada amarga
bitter
a otros.
People will get others get bitter as well.
Una persona disgustada disgusta a otros.
An angry person will get another person to
Pero cuando
angry.
Vamos a la palabra,
But when we go to the word of God,
la palabra se convierte en un río.
The word of God becomes like a refresher, like a fountain.
Necesitamos ser una generación
We need
que
to be
va
a generation
a su palabra.
That goes to His word.
El mundo de hoy está apartándose de la palabra.
Today, as we see, the world is going away from the word of God.
La gente quiere satisfacer su necesidad espiritual.
People want to satisfy their spiritual needs.
En otras cosas y no en la palabra.
In other things and not in the word of God.
Hoy no se predica de la palabra.
Today, very few people preach about the word of God.
Hay muchas cosas que quieren entretenernos.
There are so many things that God caught our attention.
Hay muchas cosas que quieren distraernos.
So many distractions.
Pero qué bueno es cuando te sientas ante la palabra.
It's so wonderful when you sit and read the word
cuando
of God.
Cuando tú vienes con un corazón abierto.
When you come with an open heart.
Y tú le dices, Señor, háblame.
And you tell Him, speak to me.
Señor, necesito tu guianza.
Lord, I need your guidance.
Ya estoy cansado de vivir una vida que no es la que tú quieres.
This life this is very different than what you want me to live.
Y estamos muchas veces cosechando derrota.
And sometimes we are having
derrota.
A very different life.
Y es porque no obedecemos la palabra de Dios.
And that's because we don't obey the word of God.
Porque no vivimos en obediencia a la
because
palabra de Dios.
Because we are obeying His word.
Si usted va a la escritura,
if you read the word of God,
usted va a encontrar algo.
You will find something.
Y es que todos los avivamientos de Dios.
And it's that all the revivals of God.
Comenzaron con su palabra.
Started with His word.
Es cuando el ser humano se da cuenta.
It's when we realize.
Que la única esperanza es Dios.
That our only hope is God.
Que la única opción es Dios.
That our only option is
que
Him.
La única respuesta es Dios.
Our only answer is Him.
Que no es un médico. La respuesta no la tiene un médico.
The answer does not come from a doctor.
La respuesta no está en la lotería.
The answer is not winning the lottery.
La respuesta no está en el horóscopo.
It's not in the
horóscopo.
Sí, yes.
La respuesta está en Dios.
The answer is in God.
Dios tiene la respuesta.
He has the answer.
Y eso está en la palabra.
And that is in the word of God.
Y hay muchas personas buscando la respuesta.
And there are so many people looking for that answer.
Y donde único te puedes encontrar con Dios.
But the only one that can give you that answer.
Es cuando hay una
is God through
con la palabra un
His
encuentro.
Word.
Porque la palabra rompe tu corazón.
Because the word of God breaks our hearts.
El mundo de hoy quiere vivir en éxito.
Our world wants us to live in success.
Y hay muchas personas que están enfermas.
But there are so many people that are sick.
Y lo que quieren es que le pasen la mano.
And all they want you is to touch them, to let them know that you are there for
y
them.
Y Dios te ama.
And God, and that
dile que está a tu lado, Dios te
God
ama.
God loves you. Tell to that person next to you,
Dios te
God
ama.
Loves you.
Pero la forma de Dios curarte y sanarte.
But the way God wants you to heal you.
Primero Dios tiene que limpiarte.
In order for that to happen,
Dios tiene que limpiarnos.
God wants you to clean you.
Dios tiene que purificarnos.
He needs to purify our hearts.
Y eso es un efecto de la palabra de Dios.
And that comes
la palabra
when we bring the word of God.
La palabra de Dios
the
nos
word
purifica.
Of God purifies our hearts. our minds.
Cuando tú te encuentras con la Biblia.
When you have that moment reading the Bible.
Cuando tú vas con un corazón abierto
when
a la palabra.
When you have that open heart and come to read the Bible.
Y la palabra te revela quién tú eres.
And the word of God reveals you who you are.
¿Cómo estás caminando?
How are you walking?
¿Cómo está tu vida de relación con Dios?
How is your life? How is your relationship with Him?
¿Cuáles son las personas con las que te estás reuniendo?
Who are the people with whom you are gathering?
¿Qué es las cosas que tú estás mirando con tus ojos?
What are the things you are seeing?
Cuando tú te vas a la palabra.
When you go to the word of God.
Y la palabra te revela en qué condición tú estás.
And the word of God tells us the way we are living.
Pero Dios no te deja en esa condición.
But God does not leave you just in that part.
Dios te limpia, te purifica.
He cleans you also. He purifies our hearts.
Y es un trabajo de Dios. El trabajo de Dios es limpiarnos.
And that's His work. His work is to clean our hearts.
Es purificarnos.
It's to purify our hearts.
Pero tenemos que ir rendido a sus pies.
But we need to surrender to Him.
Y decirle, Señor, ya yo me cansé.
I'm tired.
De vivir en el pecado.
To live. As a sinner,
de vivir de la mentira,
to live lying,
de vivir con falta de perdón,
to live with all this resentful,
de vivir con odios,
with anger,
con rencores,
with resentful,
con amargura,
bitterness.
Vengo a ti humillado,
I come to you, I surrender to you,
para que tu palabra me purifique,
for your word to purify my heart.
Amén.
Amen.
Necesitamos ser limpios por
we
la palabra.
Need to be clean through the word of God.
Y esa es la palabra de Dios que nos purifica.
And it's the word of God.
Y cuando la palabra de Dios hace en nosotros un efecto purificador.
And when the word of God makes that cleansing, that process.
Es que Dios nos está preparando para un nuevo nivel.
Because God is preparing us for the next level.
Dios nos está preparando para un nuevo nivel.
He's preparing us for the next step.
Porque Él quiere usarte.
Because He wants to use you.
Y para Dios poder usarte.
But for God, in order to use you.
Primero nos limpia.
He needs to clean us first.
Nos purifica.
He needs to
nos
purify.
Cambia.
He needs to change.
Nos transforma.
To transform
us. Cuando venimos a Cristo somos nuevas personas.
When we come to Christ, remember we are new creatures in Him.
Bendito sea el nombre de Jesucristo.
Praise bless be the name.
La palabra, amén, dale un aplauso al Señor.
Please clap your hands for Him.
El hambre, la palabra de Dios cuando nos confronta.
When the word of God confronts us.
Pone en nosotros hambre por Dios.
He gave us the hunger that hambre, only He can satisfy.
Hambre por buscarlo a Él.
Hungry for His word.
Sí, sí. Pido disculpa porque a veces yo voy un poquito rápido.
I'm sorry, sometimes I go too fast.
Pero vamos más suave.
But well, I will slow down a little bit.
Hay muchas personas que no saben la importancia de este libro.
So many people do not understand the importance of this book.
Están para ver un médico.
They go to see the doctor.
Están buscando una conferencia con un consejero.
They are seeking for people, counselors.
Están buscando una cita.
They are looking for someone.
Para resolver su problema.
To solve their problems.
Y ya Jesucristo. Ya, dijo en su palabra
Jesus already,
que tu problema ya tenía solución.
That he already won the battle.
Mucha gente corriendo hacia donde no tiene que correr.
There are so many people running and going through places that they don't need to.
Habrá en esta mañana, en esta tarde aquí, gente que corre hacia Dios.
Here who will run to God,
que dice, yo lo que necesito es a Dios.
I need you, God.
Mi familia necesita a Dios. Mi ciudad necesita
my
a Dios.
City needs God.
Mi país necesita
my
a Dios.
Needs God.
Mi nación te
my
necesita
nation,
a Dios. Yo invito
God.
A que tú seas el rey.
Do
aleluya.
I invite you to be the
mi
line.
Familia, mis hijos.
My family,
bendito
my
sea el nombre de Jesús.
God. Praise be the Lord.
El Señor quiere que tú y yo vayamos por este mundo y digamos esto a la gente.
Wants to go and help others.
Este libro dice lo que tú necesitas es Dios.
The word of God tells us what we need.
Y Dios va a cambiar toda circunstancia.
And God will change every circumstance.
Dios va a cambiar toda situación.
He will change every situation.
Necesitamos compartir este mensaje.
We need to share this message.
Un mensaje que no está adornado.
It's a message that is not with decorations.
Un mensaje sencillo.
It's a very simple message.
Pero poderoso.
But powerful.
Porque viene de Dios.
Because it comes from God.
Viene respaldado.
It's from Him.
El apóstol Pablo decía, porque no me avergüenzo.
Paul said, because I don't feel ashamed.
del Evangelio.
To share the word of God.
Porque es poder de Dios.
Because it's powerful.
Porque es poder de Dios.
Because it's power.
Hace unos días atrás.
A few days ago.
El día 31 de octubre.
31st of last month.
En October. Nuestro país.
In my country.
El día 31 de octubre.
October 31st.
Se celebra el día de la Reforma.
We celebrate the day of reform.
O el día del day. El día del ministro.
Oh, the day of the minister.
Y ese día.
And that day.
Estuvimos recordando.
We were remembering.
Muchos años.
So many years.
Que un hombre tomó una decisión valiente.
That one man took a very brave decision, very smart decision.
Hace aproximadamente 500 años.
It's been around 500 years.
Martín Lutero.
Martin Luther.
Era un monje católico.
He was a monk. Thank you.
Que estaba sirviendo a una religión.
That he was serving to the Catholic Church.
Pero él estaba en una habitación.
But he was in a room.
Y el Espíritu Santo vino a la vida de este hombre.
Came to him.
Y le dijo, Martín Lutero,
and told him, Martin,
dice la palabra de Dios,
the word of God says,
mas el justo,
mas, the righteousness,
por la fe vivirá.
For his faith will live.
Y Martín Lutero dijo, ¿qué dices?
And Martin was probably saying, what?
Mas
what
el justo, say? Por la fe vivirá.
But he heard again, the justice,
y este,
for his faith will live.
Este hombre se metió en oración con Dios.
And this man started seeking more of God.
Y escribió 95 pensamientos.
And he wrote 95 thoughts.
Que estaban dirigidos a darle la honra y la gloria a Dios.
They were to give to praise the Lord.
Y estos pensamientos fueron palabras de Dios.
Were word of God.
Para cambiar la historia.
To change the history.
Porque alguien valiente.
Because somebody brave.
Dijo lo que dice la palabra de Dios.
Recite what the word of God said.
Porque alguien que no tuvo miedo.
Because somebody brave.
Dijo, no hay nadie que pueda interferir en mi relación con Dios.
Nobody will interfere in my relationship with God.
Ya Jesucristo rompió el velo.
Remember, Jesus already broke
yo,
the veil.
Yo tengo acceso directo a su presencia. Ya yo no necesito ir donde está un hombre para confesar mis errores.
I don't need to confess my sins.
Yo puedo ir directamente con Dios.
Directly with God.
Y Él me va a transformar.
And he will transform my life.
Es necesario en nuestros días.
It is very necessary today.
Es una buena tarde para predicar.
It's a wonderful evening to preach others.
Pero no quiero solamente dejarte con esta inquietud.
But I just want you to tell you this.
Que tú le digas al Señor en esta tarde.
I want you to tell the Lord.
Señor, yo vengo en esta tarde.
Lord, I come to you.
A una cita contigo.
I have this meeting with you.
Yo sé que tú planeaste una cita para mí hoy.
I know that you have decided this moment to.
Yo no fui quien escogí estar aquí.
I didn't choose to be here.
Fue tu espíritu
it
que me movió
Holy
hasta aquí.
Spirit to help me to.
Pero yo
to
quiero hacer un compromiso en esta tarde,
but
Dios.
I want to make a new commitment.
Yo quiero pedirte que pongas hambre por ti en mi vida.
Give me hunger of you.
Señor, por hambre por tu palabra
please
en mí.
Please help me to read your word.
Señor, por hambre por compartir el
give
mensaje
me
de Jesús.
Give me desire to share your word with others.
Yo quiero pedirte en esta tarde que allí donde tú estás.
I wanted to ask you right there where you are.
Tú hables con el Señor.
Speak with the Lord.
Cierra tus ojos.
Close your eyes.
Y abre tu corazón al
and
Señor.
Open up your heart to him.
Y dile, Señor, yo te
and
necesito.
Tell him, I need you.
Yo quiero tener un encuentro contigo, Señor. Yo necesito, pon hambre en mí, Señor. Envía hambre por tu palabra, por tu presencia, por las cosas espirituales. Te necesito, Dios. Tú eres mi esperanza. Tú eres mi castillo. Tú eres mi roca fuerte. Tú eres Jehová, mi proveedor, mi bandera, mi escudo, el Todopoderoso, Jehová Jireh. Tú eres, Señor, el que estás conmigo. Tú eres Jehová Shalom, Jehová mi escudo, Jehová el protector. Tú eres el poderoso de Israel. El que a ti viene, tú no le echo fuera. No hay nadie como tú, Señor. Me rindo a ti en esta tarde, Señor. Yo sé que tú tienes la solución. Porque separado de ti nada podéis hacer. Señor, te amamos.
We love you, Lord.
Perdónanos, Señor,
please forgive us.
Porque hemos estado caminando lejos de ti,
because we have been walking away
porque
from
no hemos
you.
Estado viviendo
because
enfocado en lo que tú quieres.
Your
perdónanos, Señor,
please forgive
porque
us.
Estamos perdiendo tiempo,
please forgive us because we are wasting time.
Y necesitamos aceleradamente
we need you,
volvernos a ti, Señor, acercarnos
to
a ti, arreglar nuestra vida contigo, Señor.
Get closer to you, Lord.
Te necesito, Señor.
We need you, Lord.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amén.
Amen.
Aleluya. Dale un aplauso al Señor.
Please clap your hands for
Dios
him.
Te bendiga.
God bless you.
Ore por nosotros.
Please pray for us.
Y por nuestra nación.
And for our nation.
Para que Dios siga obrando.
For the Lord to keep
nosotros también
us.
Estamos orando por su nación.
We are also praying for,
para que Dios
nation.
Bendiga más esta nación.
For God bless this nation.
Para que la Biblia vuelva a las escuelas.
For the word of God comes to
para que
to
en esta nación
again.
El Evangelio
for
crezca.
Nation,
para que haya un avivamiento grande en esta nación. Dios va a visitar esta nación.
God will visit this nation again.
Aquí en esta nación hay gente que ama a Dios.
In this nation there are people who love
y Dios
the Lord.
Va a volver en bendición.
And
aleluya.
God will come to our hearts.
El avivamiento va a comenzar en ti.
The revival will start in you.
El avivamiento va a comenzar en mí.
The revival will start in me.
Y luego se va a ir pasando ese
and
avivamiento.
Then we will pass this revival to others.
Gloria a Dios. Aleluya. Dios te
glory
bendiga,
to
pastor.
God. God bless
gracias.
You. Pastor Chris, thank you.
Un honor.
It's
Pastor
honor.
Joel, I want to know what you need.
Pastor Joel, él quiere saber lo que usted necesita.
What does the iglesia in Cuba need? What does the church in Cuba need? What do you need? We're going to pray right now.
¿Qué es lo que la iglesia de Cuba necesita en este momento?
Necesitamos su apoyo en oración.
We need
el Señor, son muchas necesidades, pero el Señor conoce.
Mostly prayers. He knows our needs, our physical needs, but we need your prayers.
Y ustedes han sido de gran bendición y sabemos que seguirán siendo de bendición.
You are already a blessing in our lives and we
el Señor pondrá en su corazón
de
acuerdo a lo que usted sienta apoyar.
God will put in your heart.
Pero no queremos ser específico en nada, solo
we don't want to be specific in anything.
Que juntos oremos y juntos vamos
let's
a ver la gloria
together.
De Dios.
So together we'll see the glory of God.
Gracias, pastor. Siempre ustedes dan mucho.
Thank you. You are always giving a lot.
Todo lo que ustedes dan, aunque quizás no crean, es mucho para la obra
trust
de Dios.
Me, although you might think it's just a little bit, for him it's a lot. He multiplies todos, it.
Les amamos.
Amen.
We love you.
Les amamos.
All over this house, I want you to stand. I want you to come to this platform. I want you to come right to this altar today. We're going to talk to God, but we're going to start by praying for Cuba. We're going to start by praying for Pastor Rodriguez and his family. Let's pray. Come on, lift up your voice. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we pray for our pastor friend, Lord, right here. Lord, we pray for his church, God. Lord, we pray for Cuba. Lord, we pray for miracles to be done, God. Lord, I pray, Lord, that when he shares the gospel of Jesus Christ, that miracles would happen, that people would come and be healed, that people would have the Spirit fill them, Lord, just like the book of Acts, God. Lord, in Jesus' name, that you would help them. Lord, that you would send them more builders in their church, God. Lord, that you would give them a miracle, Lord, with all those young people, God. Lord, that there would be a revival of young people, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray, Lord, that you would strengthen their hands, that you'd bless their family, God. Lord, we come against the enemy and anything he would try to stop them. Lord, in Jesus' name, we rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. We proclaim the freedom that is in Christ for them. Lord, we proclaim freedom for Cuba. We proclaim liberty for Cuba. We proclaim healing and restoration for Cuba. In the name of Jesus, we come against religious spirits, let the Holy Spirit be poured out in Cuba, God, in Jesus' name. Provide for them financially, Lord, protect their home, God. Keep them from the hand of the enemy, God, in the name of Jesus we pray. Come on, let's clap our hands. Revival in Cuba. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, clap your hands a little louder, a little stronger. God, we thank you for hearing us. Lord, we thank you for moving right now in Cuba. Hallelujah. 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 Lupita, are you still here? tell Pastor Joel that he is a faithful man of God. I've known you a short time, and you are always the same. You are always faithful. God loves to give to faithful people. I believe God is going to give you greater things than you've ever had before. Because of your faithfulness. And Redemption Church, can I tell you something? God loves faithful people. Y'all are some faithful people in here. You want God to do some things in your life? You want God to do some things in your life? I want you to just surrender to God today in some faithfulness in these last few moments. If you need special prayer, I want you to come in the first 2 feet. If you want God to do something in your life, why don't you come in the first 2 feet? We're going to pray for you. But why don't you spend some time talking to God in this house before we are dismissed? Let's spend some time talking to the Lord in this place. Come on. Jesus, Lord, in your name, thank you, God, for every person in this house. Lord, in Jesus' name, you can do what we can't do. Lord, we're so thankful.
For more information about Redemption, look us up online at redemption-church.com. We want to hear from you, so be sure to connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or even our anonymous question text line at 214-856-0550. Thank you for joining us, and have a blessed day.